Okay, ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
Yes, sir. I'm here.
I spoke with a tech. Tech informed that the customer is a 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. time frame. He informed that that we can of course we're going to install the dishwasher. That's not a problem. That's the install. It's on the order. We're going to get that done. And then he said that the other appliances would be left in the garage. I did encourage him to, about the refrigerator, installing the refrigerator. But he said he's going to contact his area manager, and then he'll do whatever his area manager advises him to do. But outside of
Okay.
that, we can't do the right. We can't. We're not going to be able to do the four hallways on the order because
No,
there's no.
the hallways I'm not worried about. I was worried
Okay.
more about taking the stuff inside the house.
Oh, it's going to be. We would. Yeah, the other appliances are going to be left in the customer's garage. So wherever anyone ever came up with the idea that we would leave anything in somebody's front yard, I don't know where that came from, but we would never do that. We would never leave someone's expensive appliances out in their front yard. First and foremost, that's their expensive appliances that they paid their good hard-earned money for, and we can't leave them in the weather. And then secondly, it would be an eyesore, to see somebody's house with a bunch of big
Right.
boxes in their front yard. That'd be an eyesore, especially if they live in an area where they're part of a homeowners association. They might even get a fine. But no, we wouldn't do that. No, we would at least leave we're going to leave the appliances in the garage that we cannot install. But I did try to encourage the tech to the best of my ability. Look, do the dishwasher and at least do the refrigerator. And he said, well, I'll have to speak with my area manager about that. And he said he will be speaking with his area manager about
Well,
that. And
see,
so.
now I knew that we were leaving back when COVID was more prominent, shall we say. I knew we were leaving them in the garage at that time. I did not know we were leaving them in the garage at all anymore. I thought we were taking them into the house.
Now they'll be left in the garage. You wouldn't want to
Okay.
have you wouldn't want to have I mean, unless the customer's home is very spacious and they have like abundance of room in the home, it'd be better to leave the appliances in the
Well, there's.
garage rather than bringing them into their home where your options are the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, the bedroom, whatever
Well, the
living
thing of it
space.
is they're doing a remodel,
Then it's
and those
best to
things
leave
are
the
probably our.
Yeah, if they're doing a remodel, it's best to leave the items
Okay.
in the garage. The people that are working on the home can they won't have to work around these boxes for these appliances, so they'll be able to get to anything they need to get to as they work, while they do the remodel. So the definitely leaving them in the garage is going to be the best thing to do. But I mean, if we can get the refrigerator installed, if the area manager for the technician, says, yeah, go ahead and do the refrigerator, then yeah, that would be great because, if the customer doesn't have an existing fridge, which I hope they do, but if they don't, then at least they'll have this new refrigerator so they can store their food because that's very, very important, to be able to store your food and whatnot. But yeah, the microwave and range, maybe they already have plans to have their contractor do that for them, but if not, they would have to purchase the installation
No, they had
services.
plans for us to put it in. I mean, they were going to do it themselves, but they wanted
Oh.
us to bring them into the house.
Oh, well, they'll be in the garage and then they can just, have the if
No, they
necessary.
wanted him inside the house.
Well,
Okay.
they can
I'll
speak
let
with
her know.
they can speak with the technicians when they get there. If it's not too big of a problem, I mean, if it's not too big of a problem, the guys, I don't think they'll have too much of a problem bringing them actually in to the home. I don't think that'll be a problem. But as far as installing the microwave and the range, that's not going to be able to be done because there's not paying
No, they didn't
installs.
want that.
Okay, got it, got
They
it, got
didn't
it.
want that. They just wanted them in the house.
Got it, got it.
Okay,
Yeah, well, they're
inside
not
the
going to
house,
be.
not in the garage.
Okay, well then, hopefully we'll be able to get that accommodated for them. The customer will have a better opportunity to speak with the techs, of course, when the techs arrive later on in the
Okay.
evening. And of course, the techs will be in contact with their area manager, and their area manager will let them know, what they are to do and what they are not to do. And you know, the area manager is the final say. So, and I'm sure the area manager will let them know, you know, it will encourage them to do whatever is necessary to make the customer happy, basically, because that's what we want to do. We want to make the customer happy so they have a good experience, a good shopping experience with Best Buy, and then a good experience with the technician. So they'll definitely be in contact with their area manager, and they'll do exactly whatever it is that they're supposed to do.
All right. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, thank you for calling X.